Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to most needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 149. Can ordinary people understand the Bible? Because of long-standing and widespread teaching that the Bible can be interpreted only by priests or by other learned men, ordinary people question if the Bible is for their study and interpretation, or if they must rely on others to tell them the will and the directions of God. Making this question both real and deep are the many and varied interpretations given the scriptures by the teachers and learned scholars of the denominations. Each denomination feels its interpretation to be correct, and many of them feel the interpretations of the others are wrong. To resolve this question, we must appeal to the Word of God, the Bible, to find if clear directions can be obtained from this source. This is a reasonable thing to do, since most of the Bible teachers and scholars who disagree over the meanings of the scriptures can agree that the Bible is, truly, the inspired Word of God. They can agree here because the Bible has all of the necessary marks of inspiration, among several other important marks of inspiration, or proofs that the Bible comes from God, is the Bible's claim to being the Word of God and its precise historical and scientific accuracy. Should you have questions regarding the origin, inspiration, and authenticity of the Bible, please study from the Bible Call series that treats Christian evidences. Of the tapes in this series, we especially recommend number 47, Inspiration of the Bible, number 197, Do We Really Have the Bible Today?, and number 219, Did the Bible Come from God or from Man? So now, with the safe assumption that the Bible is truly the Word of God, let us examine its clear wordings to see if it is reasonable to believe it or to be understandable by those who read its words. Jesus intended that His Word be clear. He wanted the instructions that His disciples would begin to deliver soon after His resurrection to lead those hearing them into uniform understanding and obedience. This intention is clearly stated in Jesus' prayer as recorded in John 17, verses 20 and 21. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. After the church had been established, this expectation and requirement for uniform understanding of the doctrine of Christ was voiced by the Apostle Paul as he addressed the Christians of the church at Corinth. 1 Corinthians, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you. Jesus' prayer and Paul's admonition to the Corinthians are neatly summed in Ephesians 4, verses 2 through 6. With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, there is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. In practice, there were few misunderstandings of God's teachings by the early Christians. The churches of the first century were united in spirit and in teaching, just as Jesus had intended. It is difficult to believe, logically, that just anything goes in the Christian religion. If wide interpretation of the scriptures were permitted, or were desirable, God would accept different faiths and different obedience from different people depending on how the individual read the scriptures. Thus, we would have to believe not that man must be obedient to the will of God, but that God is obedient to the individual's interpretation. This is very convenient, but obviously false doctrine, for God is not a respecter of persons, but accept those who obey His will. Study Acts 10, verse 34. Were God's words not clear enough for understanding, God would be the author of confusion, of religious division, and of strife. But God is not the author of confusion. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33 tells us that God is the author of peace. Thus we can accept the Word of God as a document to be uniformly understood by all of mankind. The Bible is, then, the way of truth. But is it for us to read and to study for ourselves, or must we have someone else interpret it and teach us its meaning? Again, the most logical place to find the intention and direction of God is in the pages of the Bible. The letters which are assembled together to form the New Testament were originally addressed to particular people or groups of people. We need to see if those who originally received these words needed an interpreter. Typical of many verses in the New Testament are the following. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are of Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 1, verse 1 through 2. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, 1. And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. Colossians 4, verse 16. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 27. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Revelation 1, verse 3. These scriptures show us that the bulk of the New Testament writings were written to the membership of the church, and that it was intended that the writings be read by or be read to those people. The divine instruction is read, hear, read to, etc. And thus the scriptures themselves tell us that we are to read them ourselves. An interpreter is unnecessary. Thus we see that it is God's will and desire that His Word be studied and understood by each individual who would believe and become obedient to that will. This is the way that it was in the early days of the church, and nothing has been changed since that time. While the question, can ordinary people understand the Bible, has been answered, the question, why are there so many different interpretations, has not been touched in this presentation. Bible Call, however, answers this question in the following tapes. Number 144, why are there so many different churches? Number 154, is everyone entitled to his own belief? Number 53, is it really possible to prove anything by the Bible? And number 171, that's just your interpretation. We invite you to extend your study of this question to include these tapes. Thank you for calling Bible Call.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.